Now we have finally heard from the executives via a new leak about their reaction to the Dylan Mulvaney disaster. In fact, new market indicators or new market numbers also show the loss exceeding $6 billion in market cap. And now it's a game of who's to blame. And almost certainly someone will be fired over the next couple of days. Everything in this story continues to keep getting wild. Keep the pressure up by leaving a like on the video. If you're new to the channel, you like the coverage. Obviously, I don't only cover Bud Light. Subscribe down below, and that would be great. So we have a new details emerge over, quote, mistake that led to Bud Light's paid marketing engagement with Dylan Mulvaney, on top of a story brought to you by The Publica, a very awesome new website that, I own. And well, there it is. I still have some placeholder articles to replace, but yeah, this is me. And we've got staff writers. We've got Lauren Southern, Anna Slatz. We've got Savannah Hernandez. We've got a whole Sydney Watson. soft launch. I just want to mention it today. It's got a members-only Discord. It's got some members premium content. If you want to support us under goals on the page, you can see exactly what we have as a staff and exactly how you can get access to it. We've got a real-time counter here as we reach our goals. I hope that you'll support us there, but let's actually get to the article. Dylan Mulvaney controversy costs Anheuser-Busch over $5 billion in market value. Anheuser-Busch, the parent company of Bud Light, has suffered a loss of more than $5 billion. By the way, see, now I'm not reading someone else's articles. I'm reading my own. This is the dream. Since it announced its partnership with Dylan Mulvaney, a controversial transgender social media influencer, Mulvaney, a trans-identified male, was featured on a limited-release Bud Light can. Mulvaney promoted the brand in a series of social media posts. One especially viral video featured Mulvaney sitting in a bubble bath surrounded by Bud Light cans. Since the announcement on March 31st, Anheuser-Busch's shares have fallen by nearly 4%, with the company's market capitalization dropping from $132.38 billion to $127.13 billion on Wednesday. The companies fell more than 1.5%. The shares fell by more than 1.5% on Monday alone, or on Wednesday alone. Now, earlier today, I was looking at their stock, and it had made a slight recovery earlier in the day. So it'll be interesting to see if the storm is over that way, but we're also going to get sales numbers. The partnership resulted, obviously, in nationwide backlash against the brand. Sales have taken a significant hit, and shares continue to fall. Bud Light distributors, including bars across the country, have either dropped the brand or noticed an enormous decrease in sales. The owner of Case and Bucks in Missouri, for example, said his Bud Light sales dropped by roughly 40%. The controversy also led to boycott of other Anheuser-Busch products, which include Budweiser, Stella Artois, Michelob Ultra, and Busch Beer. With this in mind, industry experts have said the fallout could have staying power. I'll let you read the rest of the article over on thepublica.com. Again, we have a couple of placeholder articles that need to be replaced, but you can even see this isn't even really fully released yet, but we have an exclusive Savannah Hernandez video on the channel that you can watch. That's really, really, really funny and interesting, and hopefully you'll support us. Go to the goals page, see what we got going on, and it's going to be an awesome 2024. Now, to that other website, which reports new details emerge over mistake that led to Bud Light's paid marketing engagement with Dylan Mulvaney. They now admit it was a mistake. New details have emerged over what allegedly happened inside of Anheuser-Busch earlier this spring that led to the highly controversial Dylan Mulvaney landing a paid marketing engagement with one of the company's top brands, Bud Light, and how the company has responded to the backlash. Listen to this. Quote, "No one at the senior level of the company was aware of Bud Light's polarizing partnership with Dylan Mulvaney, sources close to the situation claim. The company is also allegedly pausing all marketing efforts and scrambling to implement a more robust process for evaluating future influencer partnerships. I mean, the left keeps saying that this was a tempest in a teapot, and then it was not, you know, no big deal, that you lazy bums out there, you weren't going to actually boycott it. Well, looks like you did, and looks like you should absolutely keep it up. See, what needs to happen, kind of the next phase of this, is the prolonged avoidance of all those products. Look, you can drink Coors Light for a little while, or you can drink Miller for a little while, right? For like 3 months. Just give it like 3 months. And then when their sales numbers come out, that's going to be it. You know, like once they actually report sales numbers, which usually come at the end of the week internally, I don't know if those things are public, but I'm sure they'll make their way public through anonymous sources. By the way, the Publica always needs sources. So you can email us at contact@thepublica.com. We're also hiring too. So anyway, that's for a different video. The claims come despite the company's vice president of marketing recently touting her mandate to make the brand more inclusive after the company issued a statement confirming the partnership and describing it as an attempt to authentically connect with audiences across various demographics and passion points. Obviously, we know how the controversy started with the March Madness thing. Influential conservative activist Rogan O'Hanley, known as DC Drano, on Twitter said that last week that sources inside the company told him that C-level executives were angered over the marketing engagement with Mulvaney. Former Newsmax host John Cardillo wrote on Twitter that it appeared that those same executives did not approve the Mulvaney campaign. He writes, "I've been digging into this. I'm finding this to be 100% true. Anheuser-Busch has donated far more to the GOP candidates than the Democrats and far more than woke Molson Coors. Looks like the Dylan Mulvaney campaign was not approved by senior executives. Heads should roll." That followed the scoop. Anheuser-Busch insider tells me that execs are angry at the release of the Dylan Mulvaney can. It was not posted in any AB or BL social medias. So it wasn't on, Bud Light didn't post it, right? It just went out there as somebody just went rogue and went there. Now, certainly as a brand, to deny that Dylan Mulvaney has a giant audience would be absurd. Of course, dude does, okay? And nobody's talking more about any other beer right now than Bud Light. The difference is that it's not positive and that everything coming out about Bud Light now is negative. It's stories about sales dropping. It's stories about executives, I'm sure these executives will also continue to leak information. Zero Hedge yesterday wrote, "Bar owners say customers have stopped ordering Bud Light after the campaign." This is a brand new article yesterday. I mean, this is not going away. It's just not. It's going to be on, Fox News every single night. You see, the Tea Party patron said, "This is real. Went to my local store and she said they haven't sold a 12-pack or a 30-pack of Bud Light this entire week." And here's a video. I can't play the audio. But yeah, you see this section, all the Miller Lights gone, Coors gone, brand new, completely stocked shelves of Budweiser and Miller Lite and Busch Light, everybody else. I mean, if it's like this in thousands of stores, think of the actual impact this is happening. And you see here, as an update, Ali London posts, "In the light of backlash against Bud Light and now losing over $6 billion in brand value," it's come back a little bit today, Anheuser-Busch, the brand's parent company, is reportedly temporarily halting all marketing efforts to reevaluate the brand's advertising campaigns. The brand will also in the future value all influencer partnerships. You see, multiple days since the Dylan Mulvaney debacle with Bud Light. Since then, none of the accounts below the Anheuser-Busch have tweeted a single thing. That shows that they did not expect the backlash. They are hunkering down and waiting for this to blow over. Don't let it. I 100% agree. And by the way, remember this person below them posts, I haven't used Gillette since their suburban dads at barbecues are toxic ad, and I'm not going back to Bud either. Just think about that. Like, that was real. Like, a lot of people, I mean, the Daily Wire launched a whole razor brand because of that. I launched Coffee Brand Coffee because of that, among other things. People remember that. It's so easy to not buy a Gillette razor. It's so easy to not buy Bud Light. You can just drink something else. And then you can tell everyone else, like, you know, you tell everyone else about it, and it's going to extend. You know, the fact that they had no idea, the fact that they're putting this out there, that they had no idea, seems really unlikely. I bet you they probably did have some clue. Somebody, you know, somebody got convinced. Somebody made a bad decision. Either that or this particular VP of marketing acted alone and went rogue and hired this person because they're clearly a woke feminist. That's their own, by the way, that's their own terminology, not mine. And you're talking about, remember, she talks about how things, she's the first woman to ever head the Bud Light company. How's that working out? Joe Rogan, no. What were you thinking? I don't understand. This is like one of the weirdest takes. I don't know if Bud Light's a big sponsor of his show or a big sponsor of UFC, but he had one of, I mean, look, when you have hot takes for a living, you're going to have a miss. And his take on the Bud Light boycott was ruthlessly picked apart by his own viewers. The video, I think, maybe the first time in history a Joe Rogan video gets ratioed as it has 31,000 dislikes and to 22,000 likes. I mean, that's a lot of pushback for Joe Rogan, who just completely misses the point. Joe Rogan takes surprising stance on Bud Light controversy. Podcast giant Joe Rogan sided with Anheuser-Busch in an episode of his show this week as the company deals with the fallout from paid marketing engagement with highly controversial Dylan Mulvaney. Speaking on Wednesday on the Joe Rogan Experience, the comedian Sam Talent Rogan spoke about the controversy surrounding Bud Light. Quote, though both men cracked open cans of Bud Light, began to drink the beer as they discussed the controversy. See, what's interesting about this is like, dude is like, had to, I'm sure he doesn't have Bud Light hanging around the studio. So he like had to go send somebody to get the prop, to get Bud Light as a prop to set this up. He goes, like, what are they doing? What they're doing is just spreading the brand to an extra group of people. Why? If something is good, do you give an F who's got it? What? Rogan said, like, would you do this with cheesecake? Like, you know what I'm saying? If there was some really bomb cheesecake and all of a sudden, you know, some radical group really got into that cheesecake, we would be like, F this. And if the Cheesecake Factory sent them a cheesecake, you know, for 10 more years of chaos, you know, like celebratory. It's not the same thing. It's not like Dylan Mulvaney happens to like Bud Light and people are protesting because of that. That's what I'd say even with Coffee Brand Coffee. Yes, I'm more of a centrist, libertarian type. But I want liberals to buy my coffee, and I want conservatives to buy my coffee, and I want apolitical people to buy my coffee. That's how you build a business. These fly-by-night, you know, super political brands, they don't last long. The reason people are pissed is because of everything that came out afterwards. First of all, the walking disrespect to women that Dylan Mulvaney represents. Two, the VP of marketing referring to their customers as like fratty and outdated about the brand and the type of people, essentially saying, we don't want you as customers anymore. Her clear disdain for the middle class and everyday Americans, and so much more. It's not just because Dylan Mulvaney drank a Bud Light. Rogan noted that he liked a lot of the backlash to Bud Light, including Kid Rock, you know, taking out some cans. But on the other hand, I love Kid Rock's videos because I love that kind of thinking, Rogan said. not even that I agree with it. I like wild people. I like a dude who takes a stack of Bud Light cans out and is like, F Anheuser-Busch. But I mean, where is it going to go now? You going to go to Coors? He continued. Don't they all support LGBTQIA+, whatever the heck they're attaching it to? Again, first of all, has Joe Rogan been in a liquor store? There's literally thousands of choices for beers. Thousands. Yeah, Coors is also on the LGBTQ woke virtue signaling. All these super huge mega corporations are. But there's absolutely no reason you have to buy from them. Beer, just like with Gillette, with razors, you just get a different beer. You find, I mean, in any city that has more than a few thousand people, you probably have some local-ish brew store in your liquor stores. Go to the, you know, go to their website, check them out, look at their social media. If all their posts are about their product and not retweeting anti-Trump stuff or pro-Joe Biden stuff or all this stuff, seems pretty safe. He also added, how big of a deal, how is that the big deal, Rogan said. I think it's goofy because I think that person's goofy. But if you want to hire a goofy person, like, who gives an S? It's kind of hilarious. It was also just a can with that person's face on it. That's all it was. It wasn't like something they were selling. Well, Joe, it's more than that. It's like you don't, first of all, Bud Light, I don't know. Is it known as like an ultra high quality brew? If you look, you know, at the hypocrisy in on display, his fans and are pointing it right out. Like, Joe, there's no woke agenda. Also, Joe, builds a comedy club to protect comedians from woke cancel culture. Some of the other comments, Goofy isn't a grown man pretending to be a six-year-old girl. That's straight jacket material. This is a time when I wish a guest would call Joe out on his BS. You know, tell me that you're sponsored by Bud Light without saying you're sponsored by Bud Light. I wonder how much money Joe got paid for this. Notice how they kept the label pointed to the camera. Yeah, I mean, maybe Bud Light made a little bit of, you know, a little bit of a payment. There's no, I mean, I think Joe Rogan's got plenty of money, but maybe he has had a business relationship with them in the past. They said this dude is all over the place with everything. Wherever the wind blows, Joe goes. You know, I want a beer that I can have 17 of. This absolutely needs to be a slogan for a light beer company. Yeah, I mean, see, there's no woke agenda. The guest has straight up had his eyes closed. I mean, the idea that there isn't a woke agenda is absurd. Literally turn on the television and tell me what you notice about the couples on TV in commercials nowadays. See if you notice anything funny. You know, anything that might pop out at you. You know, and it's like Joe doesn't know his audience anymore than Bud knows its consumers. You know, I think, yes, everything, if his point is, wow, there's so many other bigger things in the world to be mad about, why be mad about this? I mean, yeah, you could say that about everything, okay? I don't think anyone's saying that, you know, this is a bigger deal than, you know, American families not being able to buy groceries because of the hidden tax of inflation that Joe Biden ignores and the devaluation of our dollars buying power. But it's still a big deal. The idea that you would come out and say there's no woke agenda when really Joe Rogan, part of his whole shtick is calling out like woke lefties. Now, he does call out Republicans, too, but that's not where he makes his bones. You know, Joe just did what Bud Light did, forgot who his audience is, insane, a swing and a miss by Joe. You know, like, the way Joe looked at him when he said that Mulvaney was pretty. You know, I don't understand why would Joe do this? And then you see this here, you know, like, Joe Rogan slammed by fans for defending Bud Light over Dylan Mulvaney sponsorship. You see Joe Rogan's rabid fan base soured on the Spotify star after he took a sip of Bud Light during his podcast. Wonder how much Bud Light paid him to do that, one Twitter user wrote. Another Twitter user accused Rogan of sitting on the fence while he plays it safe. Quote, because of cultural degradation matters. Because cultural degradation matters, but Joe has never actually cared about that. Quote, well, Joe, I give an F because they're shoving this crap down our throats, a Twitter user wrote. I mean, there were so many people responding to that thread, rightfully so. Just because, look, I'm not saying Joe Rogan needs to be canceled, or it's just a bad take. And it's also not really consistent with his position. The idea that this isn't, it's the idea that he's minimizing it so much, like, oh, it was just a can. Yeah, it was a can. It was a, you know, $100,000 paid to a woman. I mean, a man who in woman face instead of maybe a woman who's trying to make it out there. It was done with nefarious intent by a woke marketing VP that we now know didn't have the permission of the superiors above her. It's also the straw that broke the camel's back in a lot of ways. And, you know, we're going to see how this shakes out, you know, with sales. I mean, look, you look at the stock, InBev stock today, it's back up. You know, the company's still selling well, but we haven't seen any sales reports for the past couple of weeks. So it's going to be interesting to say. I don't think, yes, Dylan Mulvaney is silly and the stupid can is silly, but sometimes in life, people just put their foot down and say enough is enough. Looks like yet another viral boycott has been sparked with a new trend of women fighting back against the erasure of what they actually mean. We've seen, obviously, the rise in organic or organic. It depends, I guess, who you or, you know, what you think of Dylan Mulvaney representing all sorts of brands. We lost in the Bud Light bonanza yesterday. Or the past week, was the Nike one. But the ladies have not forgotten about this, and they've started a brand new trend on TikTok that's letting their voices be heard and really driving home the point that they won't be silenced and that they will choose other options if Nike chooses to continue to embrace this woke ideology and disrespect women, you know, directly to their faces. And I'm absolutely here for it. Now, there's been a big push. This, you know, Nike, I am done with you. Woman sets her Nike sports bra alight in burn bra challenge on TikTok as the gym wear giant faces boycott over Dylan Mulvaney partnership. A woman declared herself, quote, done with the apparel giant Nike and burned her sports bra made by the company in response to its sponsorship deal. Last week, Mulvaney posted herself on Instagram in what was labeled a paid partnership, wearing a Nike woman's sports bra and leggings and going through a workout routine. By the way, it's like a mockery of a workout routine. The choice to hire Mulvaney proved controversial, partly because she is not an athlete and has not had any kind of gender reassignment surgery. A TikToker who goes by the handle Chatterbox Mama, who describes herself as a Southern mama, posted the app of her doing this to her 140,000 followers. Nike, you should be ashamed of yourself in the video. The account, you know, well, let's actually look at it. Let's give this person some credit here.
We are in the fight of all fights. Since the 1960s, we have been fighting for the right to be women the way you're treating us currently, like men. You're pushing us around, you're calling us names. Nike, you should be ashamed of yourself. You chose a little boy with no breasts and some junk in his pants to represent real women. Nike, I am done with you. I will never ever buy another Nike product as long as I live. And there are millions and millions and millions of women just like me. This is our day to start this challenge. Burn your
Nike, I would say,
bras. If you don't have a Nike bra, then you
I can't see it on video, currently unavailable. Well, that doesn't, I don't know. I don't have TikTok, so maybe that's why I can't see it. People have had enough and they're pushing back. The account had 140,000 followers. Probably got, I wonder actually if, no, because it's still here. If I do view profile, they got banned. It looks like they got banned. That's so wild. Why is that not working? It absolutely looks like they got banned after doing this. Yep. Wow. Finding out in real time. I'm just double checking in a private window. Verify to continue. See, this is why I don't, I do my videos live. Yep, looks like the account's been banned. Yikes. Well, I mean, it's TikTok. What do you expect? Can't start that challenge, can't have that challenge started. That's weird. Maybe there's something going on, but it looks like it's been banned or they've shut down the account. We are the queens, your consumers hit you where it hurts and it's right in your pocket. Challenge real women, sick of this nonsense, get rid of your Nike products. It's the latest post of social media backlash to Mulvaney's online ads. After some women posted videos in response to Mulvaney's Bud Light deal, drinking beer that celebrated her 365 days of quote girlhood by sharing their own days of womanhood online, with posts beginning with the phrase, "Today I celebrate." Today, or Mulvaney, who transitioned from male to female, I don't know if he really did that, I don't know, beginning in March of 2021, documented their experience, of course. The interesting thing here, I wonder if this person really did get banned, because I know TikTok is really, really protective of this kind of stuff. The backlash to the deal was immediate, with critics including college swimming champion Riley Gaines saying the tie-up was disrespectful to women. Many also referenced Nike's history with female athletes, among them most decorated gymnast ever, Simone Biles, 10-time Olympic medalist Allyson Felix, and Colin Quigley, a 2016 Olympian who competed in the steeplechase. It was their previous record with women, however, that seemed to cause the most consternation. One person said, "Let's talk about Nike, a brand that treats men like Dylan Mulvaney that pretend to be a woman better than they treat actual women." In 2018, Nike brand ambassador and model and 10-time Olympian medalist Allyson Felix got pregnant. Nike then offered her 70% less pay than her original. Another added, "See, Nike knows falling pregnant isn't a problem they'll ever have with Dylan." A third said, "Remember when Nike threatened to reduce Allyson Fox's pay by 70% for getting pregnant?" Another added, "Nike's probably fine using Dylan rather than real women because they know that he'll never get pregnant." It remains unclear how much Mulvaney was paid for the postings, but insiders dealing with social media sponsors previously told Daily Mail is about $50,000 minimum. You can see this article, "Dylan Mulvaney, fake female is an offense to real women," written by a woman. Dylan Mulvaney is a man who pretends to be a woman and who, in this day and age of being right and evil being good, has managed to win Bud Light and Nike brand ambassador, like favor for, and this is the truth, living a life of lies. Mulvaney is not female, he is male. The fact he won't acknowledge that that means he's living a life of lies. Then came Bud Light and Nike, compounding the lie by enabling the liar and trying to force all of society to embrace the lie. Have you seen Mulvaney's videos? Heavens to Betsy, the guy is job security for the psychologists of the world. And it goes on. You have to pay to continue it. But women are pushing back. Megyn Kelly blasts non-bobbed Dylan Mulvaney over Nike sports bra ads. I mean, this is still going on in the background. Yes, the Bud Light thing is obviously kind of the leading story, the biggest topic right now. But the women are not women are not happy and they're speaking out against it, and I'm here for it. Megyn Kelly lashed out Dylan Mulvaney for the non-bobbed trans social media influencers deal to pitch sports bras for Nikes. I'm sorry, Dylan doesn't even have, the equipment. Dylan's been taking some sort of hormone that's turned Dylan into some sort of, I don't know what's happening there, but those are not the female part that is required. And Dylan doesn't need any sort of bra, never mind a sports bra. She said that women who know what it's like to wear a sports bra would be inspired, would not be inspired to buy one based on somebody who doesn't even have a chest. Dylan Mulvaney pacing around in a Nike sports bra. Mulvaney has become a lightning rod for criticism, as we obviously know. Just going to say it, Kelly said, before adding, Dylan's about 40 pounds soaking wet, so this should not be anybody's spokesperson for anything. If there are women who look like that, she couldn't get an endorsement because they say she's clearly unwell. On Wednesday's show, Kelly said, look at how many sponsorships Mulvaney is getting now, even for bras, women's facial cream, aging facial cream. Like, why? Did we run out of biological women to sell bras? I started this whole journey very compassionate towards the trans community, Kelly said, noting that she has relatives who are trans. I saw the bullying. I saw how tough it was before it was a thing, before it was okay, when it was still very stigmatized, Kelly said. She added, I have nothing but compassion. I feel differently now. I feel like it's gone too far. They're getting rid of male and female on birth certificates. Doctors and hospitals aren't allowed to ask whether or not you're a man or a woman, or tell their residents it's considered offensive. We can't say, we have to say chest feed. Kelly criticized the parodies of us women by people like Dylan and others. Well, it's a grift, in my opinion. It's extremely good for business. And look at all the free press they're getting. People are talking about Nike, but again, will their sales go up? I don't know. People, you know, seem to still be investing in it. We're going to have to wait and see. I mean, remember all the hullabaloo around Colin Kaepernick? Nike remained relatively clean in all of that. But now that you've angered the women, perhaps we'll see a change. Good luck, ladies. You have my support 100%. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, make sure you leave a like on it, and we'll talk to you again real soon.